Did you know Goodwill Tonight, Industries of Greater KLIQ Nebraska Sports annually helps over...
Tonight, KLIQ Sports takes it to the court for a special C1 District Volleyball Championship match. We'll be live from Seward tonight as the Syracuse Rockets try to travel to the big show. But first, they'll have to get past the Sandy Creek Cougars. Sandy Creek is currently sitting at 27-2 on the season and are second in C1 power points. Tonight's game is brought to you by Agrex Incorporated, Guide Rock State Bank, Fairfield Nonstop Co-op, the Oregon Trail Equipment Company, Hastings State Bank, Cooney Refrigeration, Clay County Mutual Insurance, and Pioneer Seeds. They'll go 5 sets in tonight's district championship match. Win and you're in, lose and it's wait and see. With state playoff implications on the line tonight, we'll have all the drama, the excitement, the bumps, the sets, and the spikes right here on The Breeze 94.5. Now let's take you courtside. For tonight's play-by-play call, Rob Osmond.
And a pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to Seward High School. Rob Osmond with you for the district finals for C1, and it is an incredible matchup, one that had a little bit of foreshadowing to it early in the season. Tonight, it's the Syracuse Rockets taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars in a matchup to find out who gets that automatic bid into the big show, the state championships, the state tournament coming up next weekend, not tomorrow, but next week we will be in state tournament time, and it's now moved to the Grand Island Hastings area. So it's our tournament in our neck of the woods, and it'll be a welcome asset to see a team like the Sandy Creek Cougars here or welcome in the Syracuse Rockets. I'll tell you up front, though, from the perspective, nice save, by the way, by Michaela Shaw here as they're warming up. They got us right in the front row here for these C1 District 1 finals at Syracuse. Front row right on the far side of the court. Life is good when you're calling high school volleyball action. We had talked a little bit about what has to happen here in order for these two teams to advance. In the first place, Sandy Creek is almost, and I say this very delicately, almost assured of going to the state tournament because of PowerPoint rankings. They are currently seated number 2 in Class C1. Grand Island Central Catholic is the number 1 team. You got to go down to 6 to see Syracuse. Now, that could put Syracuse in a similar position. It depends on how all these sub-districts break down and how all the districts, rather, break down to see who's going to get that invitation from the NSAA. And these games do count. So if somebody is at a similar level playing at a higher team, playing a higher power-pointed team, it could be tough for Syracuse to get into the big show if they come out on the bottom side of the matchup today. Of course, this matched the purpose of the district. You win it, you're in it. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Rob, by the way, in case I didn't mention that, glad to be along here for this outstanding volleyball tournament. Looking forward to one tournament time and getting to see some local teams in the state tournament. And two, that's the fact that it's going to be in Grand Island, the Hastings area. We'll tell you a little bit about the brackets and all the neat things that are going to be going on as a result of all that. We'll look at the individual brackets to break down some of the brackets already set. And we'll go over that for you as well in the other classes. So right now we're concerned about C1 as the Sandy Creek Cougars prepare to take on the Syracuse Rockets. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about these two teams and all the good players that are a result of them being here. And it's a pretty lengthy list, I'll tell you that. We'll be back with our new Tech Seed pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back again to Seward High School, host of the C1-1 District Championships right here tonight. The Syracuse Rockets take on the Sandy Creek Cougars in a match, again, that could will put someone for certain into the state tournament. The others will have to play the wait-and-see game, and both of them are in decent position to wait and see, but again, with NSAA and the PowerPoints being the way they are, why put it into the hands of the officials when you can do it yourself and win your way in? Syracuse comes into the contest tonight with a 29-3 record. Sandy Creek, 27-2. Dean Farley, head coach of the Syracuse Rockets, has built this team and got it going from last year's fourth-place finish in the state tournament in Lincoln. They felt a little bit disappointed. They really had to rock their way to get to that point, but they ended up losing in C1 to Kearney Catholic in a very contested match, and it was a sign that Syracuse is the real deal and they are seriously ready to play, so much so that in about mid-September, they took on this Sandy Creek team in the Fairbury Invitational and actually beat Sandy Creek in two straight sets. So Syracuse, no stranger to winning, and Sandy Creek, very familiar with this Syracuse team and would like to draw even in this yearly series today. Sandy Creek comes into the contest with co-coaches Kaylee Lepofsky, Lauren Williams, as usual. And last year, this Cougar team were the runners-up in the state tournament, and they had an outstanding team. And for some reason and somehow, it just kept getting better this year. They did an outstanding job coming in at 27-2. Again, only two losses on the year, and they came back-to-back. They came in mid-September against the Thayer Central at Thayer Central. They lost 3 out of 4 sets to Thayer Central, and then they lost their next appearance to Syracuse in two straight sets again at the Fairbury Invitational. So Sandy Creek would like to draw even on this, and this would be a great time to do it because last year it was extremely difficult for placement, and Sandy Creek had a little bit of a difficult time in the placement of where they stood in the tournament because of the result that they got put out, remember, very early in the sub-district last year, and that made it really tough for Sandy Creek to, they were on the outside looking in and got one of the two wild card berths last year to slip in. They didn't get a high enough ranked seed, they felt. Had they won the sub-district, they would have had a better seed, and they thought they would have had a better shot at it. It didn't matter because they ended up facing, I think it was Aquinas Catholic. Let's check my numbers real quick. I'm pretty sure. Thought I had that lined up. Yeah, it was Aquinas Catholic, and they went three straight sets to Aquinas Catholic and dropped it 25-17, 25-17, 25-16. So Sandy Creek never really in it. Sandy Creek in the semifinals had to face Sutton, and they came in as the number 4 seed last year and took on Tri-County and had to go to 5 sets against Tri-County as well, and that made things a little difficult as well for Sandy Creek. Then they turned around and went 5 sets against Sutton, so they were pretty much wore out by the time they got to the state championships. For Syracuse, Sandy Creek, by the way, was C2 last year, now moves to C1, and here in C1 is where Syracuse was last year. They came in as a sixth seed, 30-1 last year. They took on Lutheran High Nebraska, Northeast rather, and beat them. That was an upset, if you will. Syracuse then beat Columbus Scotus. Or check it, they were beaten by Columbus Scotus in the semifinals, and then Syracuse went to play in the consolation and lost to Kearney Catholic. But Syracuse settled for fourth place last year, which certainly lacks to build on this year, and they do definitely have the talent to do so and have done an outstanding job to get here. Sandy Creek, you're going to hear at least three names here tonight: Michaela Shaw, Carrie Shaw, and Ashley Harm. Now, the Shaw sister, remember last year, had a pretty difficult time. We'll just kind of leave it at that. But those two ball players are absolutely fantastic and did an excellent job, and they are a large part of the success. They lead the team in a lot of very important categories, but now this year's team seems to be a lot more rounded, a lot more mature. They had freshmen starting last year. In fact, Michaela Shaw was a freshman last year, but she leads the team in a lot of categories. She's a setter for Sandy Creek, and we'll look to be calling her name quite often tonight. And you can see there's a feeling of anticipation here that Sandy Creek cleaned up in the sub-districts this year, and now all of a sudden find themselves in the driver's seat, and they would love to be able to take a good seat to get into the state tournament this year. Carrie Shaw along to help. Bailey Morris, another name you're going to call, and you're going to hear a lot of from Ashley Harms as well. Amanda Katie, Taylor Horst, Montana Hendricks as well. Very solid, very well-rounded team for Sandy Creek. We are looking forward to getting this match. Players are just about ready to be introduced, so we'll have our starting lineups here on standby for you to get ready for that. Sandy Creek wearing their bright red top uniforms, their black bottoms. Syracuse, the Rockets, are in a darker green with a white-sided shirt and their black shorts as well. We're going to take a quick break, come back with starting lineup and the first serve. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives. Brian Shaw and Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Congratulations to the Sandy Creek girls on a great volleyball season. And go Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Seward High School. Rob Austin with you for the C1 Sub-District 1 District Championships. And it's the Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Syracuse Rockets. Here's now your starting lineups for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Again, coming into the contest tonight at 27-2. On the outside will be Bailey Moore. She's a 5'4" outside hitter with 125 kills on the year. Montana Hendricks on the other side. She is a 5'10" junior. On the inside middle, it'll be Ashley Harm. She is a 5'11" junior. Leads the team in kills and blocks. Carrie Shaw in the middle up front. She'll be a 5'10" senior. Leads the team with digs, 279 on the year. On the right side will be Taylor Horse. She is a 5'10 senior with 114 kills on the year. Your libero is Amanda Caton. She is a 5'5 senior, the center for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Michaela Shaw, she's a 5'11 sophomore, 93% server, tops on the team, and has over 1,500 sets on the year for the Cougars under the head coach Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams. That is your starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. For the Syracuse Rockets, their starting lineup looks like this. On the outside will be Hannah Morrison. Morrison is a 5'9 junior. Tashia Buller is a 5'5 outside hitter. She is a senior. In the middle will be Jenny Bennett. She's a 5'6 senior. Macy Clark in the back row is a 5'9 junior. On the right side will be Ashley Seaton. Seaton is a 5'8 junior. Your libero is Maggie Detmer. She's a 5'8 sophomore. And your center is Megan Farley. She's a 5'5 senior. The head coach for the Syracuse Rockets, Dean Farley. And again, the Rockets come into the contest boasting a 29-3 record. You can't hear. Both these ball clubs had to win their sub-districts, and they both did so in fine fashion, both from the number one seed, Syracuse. Their sub-district was in Johnson-Brock, and they took on fourth-ranked Conestoga, beat them in three, and then beat Auburn in three the next night, last Tuesday, to sail through their sub-district. Sandy Creek, the number one seed on Monday, took on Fairbury, dispatching them in three, and then took care of Fillmore Central on Tuesday in four sets. So Sandy Creek had a little trouble with Fillmore Central. Fillmore Central, a pretty solid ball club in their own right. So we are just moments away from getting started. The officials are taking their position. And we'll be getting set here. We're on the Syracuse sideline in a packed crowd. Syracuse bringing a lot of their boosters. Sandy Creek has their typical usual suspects, a fair amount. Seeing the crowd for Joe Wilson. Be nice to see Joe out here. He always supports his granddaughter. We'll be talking about Joe here in a little bit because Joe is just like Jack Nicholson of the Lakers to the Sandy Creek ball club. Players now exchanging high fives. They've met at the net. They're now parting in back, and it looks like they're parting their ways, taking up their positions. It looks like Syracuse will have the opening serve to get things started. Macy Clark appears to be in the back, all set, ready to go as the officials make their count to make sure everyone is in the right position. Satisfied, he'll let the libero come in. Macy Clark will head to the bench, and Maggie Detmer will assume the service for Syracuse, and we are just about underway for the C1 District Finals right here. Syracuse serves, we're underway. Shot is handled. Sandy Creek has a bobble right off the top and went off of Bailey Morris. Missed hit, and then Taylor Horst had to make some movement to get to it, and she'll drop it off right away. Syracuse will start off the match on top, 1-0. Back to serve down. Maggie Detmer one more time. The sophomore walks up, pops it across. This time it is going to be handled. Set now from Michaela Shaw. And it's going to be picked up by Syracuse. Battle at the net now. We're going to get a carry call on Syracuse. As they both went up for it on the net, we'll be tied up at one here in the first set. Michaela Shaw will handle first serve for Sandy Creek. She winds up, pops this one across. It's a high floater, picked up, covered, pushed, set up by Farley. Farley makes the set over. It's hammered in, but the Cougars were there, and here come the Rockets one more time, loading up, trying to take it at the net, and it's not going to go over. The play goes into the net, and Sandy Creek will pick up the point. Up 2-1 in set one. Michaela Shaw, the top server for the Cougars, 93% on target with this one as well. Farley with a back set, comes in, hammered down on the right side. And Thompson Buller is going to get it. And no, it's going to be Sandy Creek that's going to get it. The ball called in Sandy Creek, or called out rather. Sandy Creek will get it and stretch their lead now 6-2. It's a 3-1 ball game. Shaw drives it over. Diving effort goes right back for a free ball for Sandy Creek. They're loading up now on the left side. Tip over, diving underneath it off the net, and it just gets over. Good play, but there to hammer it down was Carrie Shaw. Shaw just drove that one down to the court, picked up the kill, picked up the point for Sandy Creek now, up 4-1. Looked a little shaky on the first serve, but now they're back and on top. 5-3, Shaw's service is over. Farley set, hammered from the back row, batted right back, blocked right back. Solid shot, Carrie Shaw there one more time in the middle. They got her at 5'10". She looks a lot taller as she brought that one back down to the court. Timeout, Syracuse, 5-1 is our score in the opening set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball. Seward High School, Rob Ott with you for the C1 District 1 Finals. Sandy Creek on top, 5-1 over the Syracuse Rockets. Service from Michaela Shaw goes too far, out of bounds. And Syracuse will get it back. The Rockets will send Ashley Seaton to the line. Down by three, 5-2 is our score. Seaton leans over, takes the score. She's got a walk-up running jump serve, and it's a slow one that's going to be picked up in the back row. Hard shot on the right side. Rockets there to cover. Quick pushover by the center, Megan Farley. Farley made a nice read and a quick pushover, and it got the Cougars completely flat-footed. Point goes to Syracuse now, down by two. 5-3 is your score. Keaton winds up, pops it over, picked up in the back row by Ashley Harm. Harm shot comes right back, and it's going to be called in. Sandy Creek will get the serve right back up 6-3. Back to serve now on the left side will be Taylor Horst. Horst on the left side, walked up, pops it across, hard shot, diving shot, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. 8th serve for Taylor Horst. It's 7-3. Hard shot for Horst. This one rockets over the cover on the right side. Hammered over on the right side by Jenny Bennett. Too much on it. Out of bounds it goes. Sandy Creek will take the point. Up by five now. 8-3. Horst rips it across. Picks on that back right side. It's covered by the Rockets. Big hammer on the left side. Going up for it with Tasha Fuller. Fuller got a rip on that one. Sent it over the net. Down it goes for the point. Syracuse back in business. Down by four. Jenny Bennett, 5'6", senior, steps up for the serve, brings it across. Cougars handle, hard shot on the right side by Michaela Shaw, a little too hard, out of bounds. It goes. Syracuse the point now, down by three, 8-5. Bennett, one more time, rips this across, handled by Michaela Shaw. Set by Michaela. Carey actually had the shot, and Sandy Creek's going to get it right back, misplayed by the Rockets, and it'll be 9-5. Back to serve now will be Carrie Shaw, 5'10", senior. Jump serve, big one. Gets it up and over, Rockets handle. Farley goes for a back set, and it goes right over in the open spot in the court, and that has been perplexing Sandy Creek now tonight. And that's something that's going to need a little bit of an adjustment to make because that is a quick set that goes to the open spot. Fuller winds up the serve now. Big set, hammered, and going to be knocked out of bounds this time by Ashley Arm. She got a big right arm on it. And now Syracuse draws near, down by two, 9-7. Tasha Fuller. Jump serve on the left side. Hammers this one across. Rockets cover now. Farley sets it over to the left side. Just missing it. Ball just down to dances in. Cougars were there to cover. Now it's the Rockets loading up on the Rockets. A shot goes into the net from Macy Clark on the Rockets. It's no good. Sandy Creek will take the point. Get the service back. Along with it, a 3-point lead. 10-7 In the first set, Montana Hendricks back to serve. She'll right hand pop it over at the line. Farley tips it over right away. Quick set. Now she's going to work the left side. Throws it up for Hannah Morrison. Morrison brings it down against the point. Off of Taylor Horst of the Cougars. So Syracuse will get it right back. Trailing by two now. 8-10, your score. Megan Farley, the 5'5 senior. Lines up on the right side. Jump serve. Puts this one across. Handled cleanly by Michaela Shaw. Back to Michaela off the set. She'll hammer it, but it's going to be picked up by the Rockets Bennett and brought back quick in a hurry. Cougars recover. They'll track it down. And now the set's going to be made by Jenny Bennett. Tipped over by Macy Clark. Brought right back by the Cougars. Six blocking up the net, and finally it pays off. Horst and Michaela Shaw came up to make a wall on the right side. Cougars get the point now and back to a three-point lead. 11-8 is your score. Bailey Morris back to serve for the Cougars. She'll send it across. Farley now loads up the middle. Big block. Cougars battling it, keeping it alive. They're going to get a hit call, and it'll go back to Syracuse. 9-11. Hannah Morrison, 5-9. Outside hitter on the serve. Lines up on the right side. Gets the okay. Steps up. Pops. Fires it across. Handled by Carrie Shaw. Michaela with the set. Back set. Picked up. Cougars send it across. Shot in the middle. Again, that open spot. Megan Farley doing an excellent job finding that open spot. Nobody there for Sandy Creek. And the point now belongs to Syracuse, who now trail by one. 11-10, your score. To tie it, Hannah Morrison sends it across. Cougars, quick set. This time, Farley's there to handle it. Or check that. It's going to be Bowler there to handle it. Now Farley sets on the left side for the Rockets, and it's going to be brought back one more time. Ashley Harms gets the shot, brings it down. Harms holding down that middle hit position, gets the service back for Sandy Creek. They're now up by two, 12-10. Ashley Harms to serve. Leads the team 91 blocks for Harms. Rockets send it across, picked up by Hendricks. Battle at the net now, and it's going to be lost by the Cougars. Good job maintaining the presence there. The here Syracuse Rockets are right there, and they'll get that serve back. And again, by one, 11-12, your score. To serve, the libero works it around in the cycle. Maggie Detmer, she'll go across to the back right row, picked up by the Cougars. Sent over, hard shot, down it goes. Taylor Horst will get the point for Sandy Creek. They'll take the serve back along with it, that two-point lead. Michaela Shaw will step up for the serve. Again, the top server on the team, 93% accuracy. Farley sets the middle now. Jenny Fenton rips it down, and it's going to be in. Bennett used all the court to do it, but ripped that one down inside. And it's 12-13. Again, Syracuse down by one. They have not had the lead since the opening point. And can tie it up right here. Keaton sends it across. High set. Carries there to handle it. Sent down and into the net from Horst. Cougars are going to turn it over again. And we are tied up at 13 in the first set. Cougars were up by five. Now we're knotted up at 13. Eight serve comes dropping in. Syracuse now putting some points together. Ashley Keaton got the ace and the lead for the Rockets, up by one. Keaton takes a deep breath, pops this one across. It floats, picked up by Ashley Harms at the net. Hard shot, hammered down. No block. No block. No, they did. They said there was a touch. They said there was a touch. Sandy Creek's going to get the point. We're back to being tied up at 14. Syracuse fans thought they had the point. Taylor Horst lines up to serve, picked up by libero. Farley sends it across, but the Cougars are there this time. Hard shot, climbing the ladder. Bailey Morris. Bailey Morris, 5'4", the shortest starter on the team. Gets a leg up somehow. Got some points for Sandy Creek. 15-14. Cougars back on top. Horst to serve. She rips this one across. It's about 2 feet out of bounds. And the Rockets will get it right back up. Knotted up at 15 again. Jenny Bennett to serve, 5'6 senior for Syracuse. She'll drive this one across, and it's going to be long. And Sandy Creek will get it right back, up by one, 16-15. carry Shaw to handle the service for Sandy Creek. Right in the middle of the court. She'll jump it up, pop it over, just clears the net. The libero makes the dig. Farley, right side set, hammered down by Buller. Partially blocked. Cougars there to cover. Back row, hard shot. Carrie Shaw rips it. Did get a touch, and it's going to go right back to Sandy Creek. Syracuse doing a good job blocking at the net, but that ball would have been long anyway. Hard to tell, but Sandy Creek will benefit on two of those now, up by two. Carrie Shaw runs up, pops it up, right into the net it goes, and Syracuse will get it back trailing by one after the Carrie Shaw miscue to serve now, Tasha Buller. Buller lines up, running, jump serve, pops it across, handled by Bailey Morris. Morris now on the left side, hammers it down, that's off the block of Farley, but out of bounds. Cougars will take that point. Up 19-16 now. Check that, 18-16. 2-point lead for the Cougars. Here's Montana Hendricks. She'll rip it across and right at Jenny Bennett, and it goes straight down. A serve will go to Sandy Creek now. It's 19-16. Crowd getting into it. Montana Hendricks back to serve now. She's on the right side, pops it across, hard shot. Farley's there, sets on the right side, ripped down, covered from Macy Clark. Now the Cougars load up, and a double hit's going to be called off the net. Tough play by Michaela Shaw, and the Rockets will get it back. Failing by two here in the first set, 19-17. Megan Farley drives this one across service for the Rockets. Brought down the middle. Farley has to go back to get it way out of position for her, but a good hustle gets it. Now it's the Cougars backpedaling. They'll send back the free ball off the top shot. Tough shot. Farley now sets the left side. Hammer down. It's in from Anna Morrison. Morrison on that outside left. Came up big. Came up hard. That ball came down quick, and now Syracuse trails by one. 19-18. Farley continues the service. On the right side, she'll bring it across. Tails way out of bounds. Sandy Creek now hits that magic 20-point mark. 20-18 is your score. It's Bailey Morris to serve for the Cougars. Walks her way up now. Jumps, slams it across. Picked up in the back row by the Rockets. Middle set, no. Right side set. Tipped, and was it out of bounds? It was out of bounds. Not touched. Syracuse loses the point, and it's 21-18. Timeout on the court. We're in the first set. Cougars up by three. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KOIQFM.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes that Clay Center, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and all the area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
21-18 in the first set. Sandy Creek had led by as many as five. Watch Syracuse come back and briefly tie it up. They've yet to regain the lead, Syracuse has. They had it the first point, but Sandy Creek battening down the hatches, battling in there. They're up now by three, 21-18. Service from Bailey Morris forthcoming. Jump serve, she hammers it across, picked up in the back row by Ashley Keaton. Farley back set, right side, hammered down by Anna Morrison. Now the Cougars are trying to get a whistle blows, and Sandy Creek's going to get it into the net for the Rockets. Sandy Creek now stretches the lead, 22-18. Morris putting some good serves together for the Cougars. Jump serve, hammered across. Picked up in the back row. Farley quick set back over this time. Morris was there to cover. On the left side, shot is ripped down by Horst. Rockets had it, sent it right back immediately. Touched off the block and out of bounds it goes. Syracuse will get the serve back and are hanging in there. Down by three, 22-19 your score. Anna Morrison to serve. 5'9", outside hitter, junior. Rips it across, picked up by Harms. Hammered on the right side. Farley got a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. Unplayable. Hard hammering shot by the Cougars. Makes it a 23-19 four-point lead for Sandy Creek. Harms steps up, drives this one. Hard shot, dives right at the end. Farley's there to cover it. Shot in the middle, big block at the net. Good job by Taylor Horst to keep it going for the Cougars. Now they're hanging in at the net. Set on the left side. Horst one more time, picked up by the libero Detmer. Set up front, the left side, brought back down. Quick block and a great shot. Kerry Shaw was in on along with it. Michaela Shaw, and it is set point for Sandy Creek, 24-19. Harms rips it over, picked up in the back row, set by Farley on the left side. Hard shot, partially blocked, wrong side of the net. And Sandy Creek has taken set number one, 25-19. We'll take a quick break, come back with second set action from your C1 District 1 Finals from Seward on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Ellen's, the Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllensSuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Rob Onson with you for high school volleyball action. Class C1, District 1 final from Seward High School. The Syracuse Rockets taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars. Cougars take the first set, 25-19. Lincoln Journal Star rankings have Syracuse ranked number 3 in C1, Sandy Creek ranked number 4. All that means very little for the moment, but it lets you know that it's a tough district when you've got GICC that's undefeated at number 1, Columbus SCOTUS at number 2, a very solid team, and then you have Syracuse, Sandy Creek, and waiting in the wings there are tough teams from Minden, Ogallala, Fillmore Central, Wahoo, Kearney Catholic, and Columbus Lakeview to round out the top 10, says the Lincoln Journal. While we have a moment before we get started here, I'll tell you some of the state volleyball brackets have been filled in as Class A has been released their opening rounds. It'll be Papillion La Vista and Omaha Burke. Papillion La Vista, the number 1 seed. Lincoln Southwest and Papillion... That's Papillion La Vista South. Papillion La Vista itself is ranked number 5. Grand Island pulls down the number 3 seed in Class A. And will take on Millard North. Bellevue East will take on Omaha Marion. That's your Class A bracket. All set. We've got Class B set. We've got D1 set and D2 set. So C1, C2 are your only variables, and they're going to be shaped up here tonight. All right, second set action coming your way. Syracuse and Sandy Creek. It'll be Sandy Creek set to serve. And it looks like we're going to pick up where we left off. Bailey Morris is going to be all set to get going for Sandy Creek. 25-19 winners. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break brought to you by Allens. You Get More Superstore. West 2nd Street in Hastings, back underway now. Second set action is off and running. Set from the Cougars. Pushed over, big block on that left side. I tell you, Michaela Shaw has got a lock on that net. Nothing is going to get over that net without her getting a hand on it tonight, it looks like. Syracuse down 1-0. Sandy Creek with the serve. Here's Morse one more time. She'll pop this one across, picked up in the back row. Farley makes a set over to the left side. Hammered down right down the line. Good job by Jenny Bennett, but the Cougars were there to cover. Farley now makes the collision, but still gets off a good set. Battle at the net. Michaela Shaw was there. Whistle blows. They're going to call a double hit on the Cougars. Syracuse will get it back, tie things back up at one. Here in the second set, it'll be the libero, Maggie Detmer, stepping up on the left side for the Rockets. Her shot, perfect set now to Shaw. Right back. Perfect feed to Ashley Harms. That fooled everyone because that ball had a rip on it. Ashley Harms sent the Rockets a missile and picks up point number two for Sandy Creek. They're up 2-1. Ashley Harms will work her way around the service rotation. Harms putting the hammer on the ball there for Sandy Creek. Back to serve. Cougars up 2-1. Harms winds up, drives it across, drops right at the end. Good play by the Rockets to keep that going in the middle. Hard shot. Good save by Bailey Morris. Ripped down by Jenny Bennett. Three ball comes the way of the Rockets as that's all the Cougars could come up with. Good hustle in the backcourt by Montana Hendricks. Keeps it alive for the Cougars. They'll send back another three ball and set on defense as loading up on that right side. No, into the net are the Rockets. The shot was partially blocked, knocked out of bounds, but into the net were the Rockets, and Sandy Creek will get it back up by 2-3-1. Harms gets to continue serve for Sandy Creek. This one comes across. Detmer handles it. Set by Farley. Farley makes a nice feed. A good job to Ashley Seaton, and the Rockets will get it back. Down by one. 3-2, your score. To serve, Ashley Seaton. 5'8", junior, lines up on the right side. Walks up, pops it across the floater. Picked up by Bailey Morris. Back set from Shaw, and a carry going to be called on Taylor Horst. The set just a tad behind her. She reared back to get it, cups the ball, and pretty much threw it across. We're tied up now at 3. Syracuse to serve. Seaton will continue on the right side. Drives it across. Morris is to get it. Set by Shaw to Shaw. Michaela to carry, and the ball ripped down the left line and into the net were the Cougars. So the point belongs to Syracuse, and with it comes the lead, 4-3. First time Syracuse has led since the opening serve. Service comes over, Rockets handle. Michaela Shaw handles the service. In the middle now come the Rockets. And a battle at the net, and the point's going to go to Sandy Creek. Syracuse lost the handle on it, and the ball drops down to their side. Back to serve now. Michaela tied up at 4. Michaela Shaw sends it across. Farley back set, works the right side, down and through from Jenny Bennett. Cougars cover and respond in time. Right back and down hard. Point goes to Sandy Creek, and they've regained the lead now, 5-4. Michaela Shaw serves. Detmer, back row, feeds Morrison. Morrison gets it across for the Rockets. Lined up on the left side, hard shot down. Taylor Horst comes down with a rip and gets the point for Sandy Creek. They've now built up a 2-point lead, equaling their biggest lead of this second set. Carrie Shaw, or Michaela Shaw, makes the set. And this one's going to go off the side of her hands and not going to be able to get it. Cougars tried to run it down, couldn't do so. It's 5-6 Syracuse off the Cougar mishap. Back to serve, Jenny Bennett for the Syracuse Rockets. Serving right to left, she'll bring it across, picked up in the middle now, touched over by Carrie Shaw, covered by the Rockets. Back row smash comes down from Teton, and it's going to be picked up by the Cougars. Set back, battle into the net, under the net. And the point will belong to Syracuse, now tied up at 6. Service from Jenny Bennett. Carrie Shaw rips it down, free ball brought right back. High set on the right side by Carrie Shaw, brought down quickly, hard shot. Michaela Shaw brings it across. Good cover. No, four hits called on Sandy Creek, and Rockets will get it back, and they've got the lead back now, up 7-6. Back to serve now. Jenny Bennett serves out of bounds, picked up now by the Cougars. Tied up at 7. Taylor Horse to serve for Sandy Creek. She's got a hard shot. Detmer to Farley, works the left side. Hammered down. Good job by Morris. And Morrison put something on that ball. Had a little bit of a spin, and it went right off of Taylor Horse. Hands down to the court. And Syracuse regains the lead now, 8-7. Tasha Buller to serve for Syracuse. Big jump serve, hammered. Haley Morris was there. Carrie Shaw rips it down. Tough play. Ashley Teton got a hold of it. Now it's the Rockets loading up on the left side. It's going to be brought back in a hurry by Teton. Shaw, Carrie Shaw rips it over, or Michaela Shaw, rather, and it'll be a free ball as the Cougars get it. Michaela to Carrie. Carrie brings it down and gets the point for Sandy Creek. Hard rip. Nothing but court on that one, and a lot of force behind it ties it up at 8. Sandy Creek with the ball. Carrie Shaw will handle the service. Carrie jump serve. Picked up. Farley works the right side. Good shot down. Casey Clark, but the Cougars were there. When it came back, it's partially through after the block, and down it goes. Syracuse will take the point. Up 9-8. A one-point lead. Megan Farley back to serve. She'll shuffle up, make the service. Cougars are going to have to send over a free ball here as they had a little trouble bringing it in from the backcourt. In the back of the net, off the arm of Carrie Shaw, goes too far back. Michaela Shaw can't run it down. Sandy Creek will drop the point now, and they're trailing by 2. Biggest lead of the night for Syracuse here in the second set. Megan Farley rips it across. It's floating. Picked up at the net, tipped over, dropped down. Nice read by Ashley Arnn. She got a good set and elected not to slam it, just touched it down, gets the point. And Sandy Creek cuts into that lead now, trailing the Rockets by 1. Montana Hendricks to serve. She'll wind up, rip this one across. Hard shot, fielded cleanly by Bennett on the right side, off the block. Nut touch. Point will belong to Sandy Creek. A hard shot just sailed out of bounds. We're tied now at 10. Hendricks sends it across. Too much angle on it. Out of bounds it goes. Syracuse will get it back. Up by 1, 11-10, your score. Hannah Morrison, 5'9", junior. Gets the spot from Coach Dean Farley. Rips this one across. Carrie Shaw hustling it down and brought back into the back row. Now Rockets load up on the left side. Jenny Bennett rips it down. Michaela Shaw was there. Now Bailey Morris hammers it in. Rockets cover. Shot goes into the net. There's a battle at the net, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball, Sandy Creek point. Tied up at 11. Sandy Creek took the first set, 25-19. We're tied up at 11 as Bailey Morris for the Cougars knuckles this one across. Set by Jenny Bennett. Going to be brought over quick by Ashley Teton on the left side. Hard shot. Ripped down by Taylor Horse. Covered by the Rockets. Pushed over in the middle. Cougars reload. Back set. Shot off of Ashley Arnn. Handled by the Rockets. There on the left side. Cut the angle and ripping it down. Jenny Bennett got a good angle and a good shot off of it. And the Cougars couldn't handle it. Syracuse back on top. By 1, 12-11, your score. Maggie Detmer, the libero, sends it across. 8th serve off of Haley Morris. A little bit of spin on it, and Detmer gets the 8th. And it's now back to a 2-point lead for Syracuse. Detmer gets the A-OK to serve. She's lined up on the left side, drives this one over. Set in the middle. Ripped down, hard shot by Arms, but the Rockets were there to handle it. Cougars watch it come back. Knocked out of bounds. No one touches, says the official, and it'll be Sandy Creek ball. Trailing by 1, 12-13, your score Ashley Harms to serve. She's in the middle, jump serve. Hammers it across. Detmer goes down. Farley sets the middle, touched over. Battle at the net. Carrie Shaw to Michaela, hammered on the left side, and Taylor Horst got just enough of it to get it over on their side of the net. And Sandy Creek will take the point and tie things back up at 13. Service continues from Ashley Harms. Her big jump serve drops in. Farley sets middle again. Hard shot. Bailey Morris was there to cover the Jenny Bennett smash. And in return, and I can't believe that call. That was a ball distance inside the line. The official right on top of it called it out. Syracuse will get the point. And along with it, a 14-13 lead. Cougars now on the right side. Get the shot up and into the crowd it goes off of the Rockets. So Sandy Creek will get it back. We're back to being tied. Now they have not adjusted the score. It's now 15-13. And I don't know who. On the right side, shot goes down. In it goes for Syracuse. We got to get the scoreboard settled here. 15-14, I'm reading it. Syracuse now with the service from Jenny Bennett. Cougars trying to make it happen on the right side. Hard shot down and through. Point, Taylor Horst. And we're tied at 15. Cougars get it back. Nice shot by by Taylor Horst to get the point for Sandy Creek. Horst will inherit the serve. This one just clears the net. Rockets now work the left side. Another hard shot. Good place. Nicely placed by Hannah Morrison. And Sandy Creek's going to get the shot right back in return. Last touch by the Rockets. And Sandy Creek has regained the lead. 16-15. Horst now to serve for the Cougars. Rips it across, just out of bounds it goes. And we're back to being tied at 16 here in the second set. Cougars took the first set 25-19. Back to serve will be Tasha Bowler. Bowler, a 5'5 senior, gets the okay. She's on the left side, set for a running serve. Jumps up, hammers it across, picked up by Carrie Shaw on the left side, partially touched but fielded by the Rockets, right back into the right side back row. Good read by Syracuse, and the Rockets hung in there, battling back, get the lead, 17-16. Bowler will continue the service. She's lined up on the left third. Four deep on Bowler. Her shot goes. Carrie Shaw right in the middle. Rips it up into the block. Straight down. It goes. Points. Sandy Creek now tied up at 17. Carrie Shaw will pick up the service for the Cougars. Runs it up. Drives it across. Farley works the right side. Shot through the block. Picked up by the Cougars now. They'll load up on the left side. Bailey Morris goes up, partially blocked. Rockets there to cover. They're on the left side. Hannah Morris rips it down. Gary Shaw was there. Hammered again by Bailey Morris. She's working that angle on that left outside position, and it's working for her. She gets the point and gets the serve back for Sandy Creek. 18-17, Cougars on top here in set number two. Gary Shaw. Jump serve, hammers it in, and it's going to be brought back as a free ball. About all that Syracuse could do for it. On the left side, Morrison rips one down. Anna Morrison from that left side for the Rocket. Rips that one down. That was all ball, and that was a Rocket. Tied up at 18 apiece. Syracuse handles the serve. Megan Farley brings it across. Carrie Shaw to Michaela, hammered on the left side. They're to back it up, and a carry is going to be called on the Cougars. It went off the back of one of the players for Sandy Creek. Syracuse gets it. They've got the lead back, 19-18. Megan Farley steps up, stutters it across, gets it. Shaw sets in the middle, hammered down. Ashley Arms came up big. Arms leads the team in kills with 254. Just got another one right there for the Cougars to tie it up at 19. In the middle, ripped down, covered, and knocked out of bounds. Point will belong to Syracuse. And Syracuse hits the magic number 21st. They'll send Hannah Morrison to the line. Morrison gets the read from Coach Farley. Dips it across, and it's going to be just out of bounds. And now we're tied up at 20. Cougars to serve. It'll be Bailey Morris. Morris lines up on the left side, jump serve, right hands it across, cuts the angle, picked up by Bennett. Bennett's just going to knock it over. And in the middle come the Cougars. They'll slam it down. Good job by Ashley Harms. Rockets covered. Shot goes down along the net. Trying to kill it on the right side was Ashley Keaton of the Rockets, and it goes under the net, out of bounds. Point will go to Sandy Creek, 21-20. Morris continues service for the Cougars. She'll bring it across to Detmer. To Farley on the left side. Hard shot through the block. Bennett right into the block and right back at the Rockets. Cougars get the point now, 22-20. Sandy Creek has the lead. Syracuse takes the timeout. 22-20, you're scoring the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Seward High School, hosts of the C1 District 1. Sandy Creek on top of Syracuse, 22-20 in the second set. Bailey Morris gets us back to action. Service returned by Jenny Bennett on the left side. Bennett tries to get it go along the line. Four hits called on the Rockets. And it's 23-20. Syracuse, remember, beat Sandy Creek earlier this year, and Sandy Creek now trying to avenge that loss in a big way. Service from Morris now. Cougars up by three, 23-20. Back set. Shaw makes a nice pass, nice touch. Ashley Harms gets it to go and picks up the point. And it's 24-20. Syracuse, first team to 20, has not scored since. Sandy Creek now can take set number two right here. Morris with the serve. Picks it up in the back row by Bennett. Farley works the right side. Pass over. Down. Diving effort by Carrie Shaw, and the Cougars are going to lose it. Lose the point, that is. Rockets trail by three. Your score, 24-21. Still set point for Sandy Creek. Cougar fans on their feet. Service from Detmer of the Rockets. Shaw sets on the right side, partially blocked. Detmer made a nice save and a recovery. Megan Shaw to carry. Shot over by Morris. Rockets load up. Block at the net. There's a battle. Rockets are going to run this one down. Send back the free ball. Michaela Shaw, or Kayla, carry to Michaela. Now sent over. Here are the Rockets on the left side. Hard shot. Well played by Carrie Shaw. Michaela now sets on the left side. Touched over. Trouble for the Rockets. They're going to get it under control, but send back the free ball. Shot in the middle. Ripped down and through. Ashley Harms makes it happen for Sandy Creek. 25-21, your final. Sandy Creek, the Cougars, take set number two. 25-21 is your score off a shot from Sandy Creek. We'll take another break and come back with our third set from Seward in the C1 District 1 Final, where the Cougars have taken a 2-0 lead over the Rockets of Syracuse. We'll be right back with your Allen's of Hastings pitch set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on 394.5 KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill at Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllensSuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Seward High School, home of the Blue Jays, host of the C1 District 1 Finals, where the Sandy Creek Cougars are one set away from a clean sweep and a nice placement in the state tournament coming up next weekend. They're up on the Syracuse Rockets, 2-0. Taking the first set, the Cougars did 25-19. The second set, 25-21. As promised, we want to break down the brackets now for your Class B state tournament. We've got your number one seed, Elkhorn. Number two is Omaha Gross. They'll take on Gretna. Seward has made it to the state tournament at 33-1. They'll take on Lincoln Pius, the sixth seed. Northwest and Bennington will take up the bottom part as the 4-5 seed in the state tournament. C1 and C2 up for grabs now. D1 looks like Exeter Milligan will pull down the number one spot. They'll take on Sunderland. Axtell will take on West Point. Windside and Cedar Valley, Howells and Wheeler Central Chamber. And in D2, it'll be Wallace, Dodge, Lawrence Nelson, your number two seed. Seward, number seven. They'll face each other. Ansley and Hay Springs are your 4-5. Number one seed, Sterling, will take on Mullen. And that'll wrap up your brackets for everyone except C1 that will be decided tonight. In this game, a big part of it. Rockets need to respond. They're down 2-0. Sandy Creek all set and ready to rock and roll here. About to get underway. That's your Allen's of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsor of all of our mid-set break. Syracuse will handle service. It'll be Detmer with the serve for the Rockets, and we're underway. In the middle, pushed over. Nice bump, nice touch. Ashley Arms didn't get a lot on it, but she had some super placement on it as it drops right in. And Syracuse will start off in a hole. Sandy Creek up 1-0. Michaela Shaw sets this one over. Farley works the middle. Rip down. Nice shot. Jenny Bennett got the perfect set, made the most of it. Whips it down between Cougars, picks up the point. We're tied at 1. Syracuse now down, but clearly not out. Ashley Deaton will handle the service. She'll send this one across. Carrie Shaw makes a nice touch, finds the open spot. Four Rockets go for it. No one came up with it. Sandy Creek will take the point. 2-1, they lead. Taylor Horst, 5'10", senior, has 114 kills on the year. Rips this one across, picked up in the back row by Jenny Bennett. On the left side, Teton gets it across, gets the open spot on the court, and will take up the point. And the ball that should have been played by the Cougars, but Syracuse has knotted it up at 2, and they'll send Jenny Bennett to the line. Bennett for the Rockets sends it across. Free ball now. Farley on the left side makes a nice shot. Tasha Buller got a piece of it, and then ripped back the other way. Bailey Morris, adding to her 125 kills on the year, sends this one into the Sandy Creek crowd and will pick up the point for the Cougars now, up 3-2. Back to serve now, Michaela Shaw. And down it goes. Cougars will lose the service, and we're going to be tied up at three. Syracuse takes over on service. Tasha Buller. Buller on the left side, throws it up, jumps after it, sends it across. Michaela Shaw makes a nice set, bumped over by Montana Hendricks now. Working the right side are the Rockets. Cougars are there, swings it over to the left side. Hard shot down the line, but out of bounds from Ashley Harms. Point belongs to Syracuse. They've got the lead now, 4-3. Tasha Buller continues service for Syracuse. Rips this one up on the middle now. Battle at the net, won by the Cougars now. They're going to dink it over. Now loading up on the left side. Morrison sends it down, gets the shot. Anna Morrison from that outside front left position just ripped that ball through and down, and the Cougars can only spin their head and watch it sail past. 5-3, Rockets lead. Tasha Buller jumps up, sends it across, picked up by Carrie Shaw. Set across, out of bounds on the set. Michaela Shaw was trying to set it over to the front left side, but she put a little too much on it and it sailed out of bounds. 6-3, the biggest lead of the night for the Rockets. Tasha Buller jumps there, sends it across just off the net. Good concentration by Carrie Shaw. And then right back and through almost to the upper deck off a Rocket player. Cougars get the point off a solid hammer by Ashley Harms. It'll be 6-4 now. Cougars with the serve. Montana Hendricks steps up to the line. Farley's going to push this one over for the Rockets. Now Cougars return in kind. Farley now on the right side gives it to Macy Clark. Clark sends it across. Cougars handle it. And a perfect feed and a perfect read by Bailey Moore. Swings over to the left side, climbs the ladder, rips it down, gets the point for Sandy Creek. 6-5. Cougars battling back. Montana Hendricks rips it across, picked up by Bennett now. Farley feeds the left side to Morrison, and Morrison doing what he's been doing all night. Gets the shot, gets the point, and the Rockets will take the serve back and get the lead to 2-7-5. Your score, Syracuse on top. Megan Farley handles the service. Free ball now, set right back. Cougars recover on the left side. It's going to be pushed over by Horst. Farley now works the left side to Morris. Morrison gets it, and this time the Cougars were there to cover. Carrie Shaw rips from the back row, tipped over by the Rockets. Shot is down and through. A good shot by Ashley Harms. Harms leads the team in kills, and now you can see why. As she'll pick up another one, 7-6. Cougars trail by one. Jump serve, Bailey Moore sends it across. Farley has to hustle to the left side to get it, but makes a good set into the net. Ashley Keaton had the rip, but into the net were the Cougars. Syracuse now back to a two-point lead, 8-6. Your score. Anna Morrison has done a lot of damage from that left side. She's back to serve now. Michaela Shaw sends it. Morrison is there. Farley sets the left side, and her place now was Jenny Bennett. Bennett made a shot, but it was blocked right back by the Cougars. So Cougars now with an opportunity to draw even, down by one, 8-7. Ashley Harms to the service line. Harms leads the team in blocks, too, and she got another one right there. Now the service is over. Morrison to Farley. Farley works the left side. Shot is down and out of bounds from Jenny Bennett. And we are tied at 8. Arms to serve now. Chance for the Cougars to take the lead. Jump serve, ripped down. Detmer gets it. Farley has to run. Morrison from the back row sends it across in a hurry. On the left side, shot right down the line, and in it goes from Taylor Horst. Horst stows the line. And just by the narrowest of margins, gets that one across, and the point belongs to Sandy Creek now. Along with it, a one-point lead. Ashley Harms will handle the service. Rockets now set on defense. Harms brings it across. Detmer gets it. Hustling over is Farley. And Morrison's just going to push it over as a free ball. Detmer to Farley. Farley rips it across. Cougars there, load up on the left side. Hard shot, but blocked. Horst got a piece of it. Shot came right back from the Cougars, and the Rockets can't get a hold of it. Sandy Creek now stretches their leg, and the lead by two. 10-8, your score, Syracuse. Timeout. 10-8 in the third set. Sandy Creek up 2-0. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KOIQFM.com.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw and Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hinrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Congratulations to the Sandy Creek girls on a great volleyball season, and go Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
10-8, your score in the third set. Sandy Creek on top. Sandy Creek takes the first two sets as well. They took the first one, 25-19. The second, 25-21. The Rockets now, backs against the wall, have got to come back. They're playing some inspired volleyball. A very solid team. 29-3 are the Rockets. And again, they beat Sandy Creek earlier in the year. Sandy Creek has two losses on the year, one of them to Syracuse, and they're trying to avenge that now. Ashley Arms gets us back underway in the third set. Her service is over. Picked up now. Cougars load up on the left side. Detmer to Farley. Farley's just going to push it over. Bailey Morris to cover for Sandy Creek. At the net, hard shot ripped through, and we got a touch on the Rockets. Point belongs to Sandy Creek. Now the lead, 11-8. The lead is 3. For Sandy Creek to serve. Arms continuing now. She's ripped up. 5 in a row. Make it 6 as she'll pick up the 8. 12-8. Six points in a row for Ashley Arms. Her streak continues. She'll wind up. Pop this one just off the net. Detmer makes a good job diving to get it. Rockets still alive. Shot at the net. Battle at the net. And it's going to drop on the Rockets side. Arms streak will come to an end. Syracuse has built up a 3-point lead. Now trail by 3. Maggie Detmer sends this one across. Cougars on the left side. Carrie Shaw rips it down. Farley's going to have to bump set it. And it's going to be sent across. Good point from the back row. Nice job by Hannah Morrison. Morrison puts a muscle on it, rips it from the back row to the back row, gets the point for Syracuse, now down by 2. Detmer now put one together. Hope she can get back-to-back points and draw the Rockets closer. Shot is up, just clears the net. Cougars are going to have to play this one. It'll be a free ball in the middle. Farley sets. Shot is ripped down by Bennett. Bailey Morris was there. Carrie Shaw battling in there. There's Michaela setting on the left side. Horst comes over. And, boy, the Rockets are doing a good job blocking. So what do the Cougars do? Dink it over and get the point. Good effort by the Rockets. But it was a good read and a good feed for the Cougars to get the point. They're up by 3, 13-10 to serve. Michaela Shaw. Michaela brings it across. Farley works the middle with Bennett. Bennett's shot handled by Morris. And Morris makes the set, but it goes into the net from Sandy Creek. And the point will go to Syracuse now. 13-11 to serve Ashley Teton. Teton winds up, pops it across. On the left side, no. We're going to get a double hit called on Sandy Creek. And Syracuse, the Rockets, hanging in there, battling back, trailing by 1 here in the third set. A must-win set for the Rockets. Keaton now has put 3 together. Her shot is up on the left side, tapped over by Hendricks. Morris makes a nice save off a hard Rocket shot. Now the Rockets load up. Farley works the left side, picks up Buller. Buller sends him there, but Morris was able to handle it for the Cougars. Rockets now back set from Farley down, and it was out, but they call it in. It must have touched the line. Rockets will take the points. Either way, we're tied up at 13. Ashley Peaton. The serve again. Still alive. Tough return. Will be a free ball now for the Rockets to load up on the left side. Fuller sends it down. Morris covers. For the Rockets, hard shot, ripped down the left side. Taylor Horst makes a solid kill and gets the point for Sandy Creek. Cougars now back on top. 14-13 in the third set here. Service from Horst. Detmer has to work. It'll be a free ball. No, it'll be a hard shot. Nice play by Anna Morris. Morrison. Anna now on the back row. Morrison lets it go. Picked up by the Cougars on the left side. Bailey Morris makes a rip block through the block. Rockets continue play. Morris turns around, makes a good play. Tapped over by Kerry Shaw. Kerry Shaw hanging in there. Now Michaela makes the set. Hard shot, ripped down, and in it goes for the Cougars. Good touch by Morgan Henrich. 15-13, Sandy Creek now by two. Taylor Horst to serve. Lines up, pops it across, down the line it goes. Detmer's shot is no good. Out of bounds, wide, no return effective for the Rockets. 16-13, Cougars by three. Horst now lines up, pops it across on the right side. And a whiff, a miss by Megan Farley. That is a rare miscue by Farley. We're going to get a timeout from Syracuse. Dean Farley wants to talk about it. Down by four. Sandy Creek leads the third set, 17-13. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank. Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln. And at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
13-17, Sandy Creek on top by four in this third set. Cougars take the first set, 25-19. The second one, 25-21. And are this set away, one set away from guaranteeing a spot in the state tournament. They'll likely be there anyway, but nice to have your own solid seed. Back underway now on the left side. Hard shot by Buller and the Rockets. And a whistle, and under the net go the Cougars. Rockets will take that point. 17-14. Down by three. Jenny Bennett. Done a great job on the front line for the Rockets. At the service line, brings it across. Right side, Kerry Shaw with a hard shot. Comes back, free ball, hammered at the net, but battled right back, and the Cougars have to load up. Now it's Morris on the left side. Farley sends it over quick, picked up by Sandy Creek. Now at the net, tipped over by Morris. Farley, back set. Morrison tries to go the other way. The Cougars were awake and ready for it. Now Morris comes back. Her shot is up. Farley makes a nice save, and here come the Cougars now in the middle. Kerry Shaw rips it down, and it's almost off with Detmer's head of the Rocket. Point belongs to Sandy Creek. 18-14, Cougars on top. Kerry Shaw handles the service for Sandy Creek. Shot is not picked up by Detmer. To Farley, back set on the right side. Bowler gets it to go. Shot's returned by the Cougars, but out of bounds. Point Syracuse. 18-15 is your score. A three-point deficit for the Rockets. Tasha Buller will handle service for Syracuse. Jump serve, hammered. Hard shot and an ace serve Gary Shaw wants to spin right off her hand. Point goes to Syracuse now. 18-16 is your score. Rocket trying to battle back and force a fourth set. Tasha Buller may have something to say about that as she steps up with a hard jump serve. Firing it across. This time, Carrie Shaw gets a handle on it, makes a good set, but it's too long, too hard from Ashley Harms. And Syracuse now, down by one, 18-17. Tasha Buller, 5'5", senior, for the Rockets on the left side. Serving from left to right. Jump serve, hammers it across, and jump. In. There's what's the call. I saw out, I saw in. Ball is going to be in. That is an ace serve. An ace serve. The official right in front of it had to yield to the side judge, but either way, it matters not. We're tied up at 18. Shot is up now. Rockets get some good serves. Cougars smashing right back. Ashley Harms gets the point. Cougars regain the lead. 19-18. Coming down to it here. In this third set, how bad do the Cougars want it? How bad will the Rockets dig in? Hendricks sends it across. Tipped over, quick shot, good effort. Nice read. Megan Farley makes the quick little flop over, and it takes the line, and they'll take the point as well. Tied up at 19. Heads up play for Megan Farley. She'll take over on the service line, tapping it across. Carey Shaw into the block. Michaela was there to handle it. Pushed over now. Farley makes the set into the block. Farley going to push it back deep this time. Michaela Shaw is there. Loading up now the Rockets on the left side. Hard shot down and through. Good effort. Hannah Morrison comes up big for Syracuse yet again. 20-19. Syracuse on top by one. Megan Farley continues the service. The crowd coming alive. Shot is up. It floats across. Picked up by Carey. Pushed over on the left side. Down through. And in it is. Sandy Creek will pick up the point. Tied at 20. And Bailey Morris will come up to the service rotation for the Cougars. Jump serve. Floats this one in. Farley now back set to Morrison. Morrison finds the spot, gets it to go. Hard shot, right-handed smash, gets the point for the Rockets, and they're up by one, 21-20. And Hannah Morrison will take over the service for the Rockets. Up by one now. Drops it in short, picked up by the Cougars on the left side. Through the block and down from the point comes Taylor Horst. Horst answers with a hard shot, tied up at 21. Here comes Ashley Harms to the service line in the middle. Jump serve, rips this one through. Down to get it are the Rockets. On the left side, Jenny Bennett gets it, got it right back. And point goes to Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek now takes the lead, 22-21. Ashley Harms. Back to serve again. Big jump serve. Throws it across. Denver gets it. Farley works the left side. Bennett comes up with it. Picked up by Morris now. Set hammered over on the left side. Out of bounds. No touch. From Taylor Horst. Tied up at 22. Syracuse not about to give up. With the state tournament on the line, Maggie Denver steps up. Fires it across. On the left side, Carey Shaw gets a hammer. Farley was there. On the left side, picked up by the Rockets. Fuller brings it. Here's the Rockets now. Fighting along the net. Four hits on the right side. And Syracuse now. 23-22. 1-point lead. Trying to force a fourth set. Maggie Detmer toes the line. Throws it across. Morris digs in deep. Shot over on the left side. Here's the Rockets now. Back set, no. Setting into the middle. Paddle at the net. Point along to Syracuse. 24-22. Timeout. Sandy Creek with set point for the Rockets. We'll take a break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we go. Set point for the Rockets. Are we going to play four sets? The Rockets think so. The Cougars think not. It'll be settled right here and now. Shot was an ace serve for Syracuse. They take set number 325-22. Syracuse dug deep, and when it counted the most, they got it, 25-22. We'll have our Allens of Hastings mid-set break coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Rob Austin with you from Seward. They fit these spots because it's roughly halfway between Syracuse and Sandy Creek, so no one really has a home field advantage into the tournament. And Syracuse not ready to make that drive home just yet. They're down two sets to one, but a fourth set is coming, so the Rockets still alive. Sandy Creek took the first set, 25-19. The second set, 25-21. And then Syracuse had been battling and fighting. It had been a 1- and 2- and 3-point contest all the way, and then all of a sudden, Sandy Creek come back and takes the lead. They're up by 3 and 4 at one point. And then Syracuse got some traction right at the end when it counted. And no one's going home yet, no matter how bad you want it. The Cougars need to win one more to go home, and the Rockets would like to take this one and force it to 5. Good crowd on hand. Beautiful gymnasium here at Seward. Very gracious host. Of course, the Blue Jays in the state tournament also. They'll be coming out to Central Nebraska to check out as well. All right, third set action, or fourth set action, rather, coming up. Cougars will have the service, and we're ready to get back to work. Everyone digging in. They are 3 deep and set for the serve from Bailey Morris. Morris lines up, pops it across. We are underway. Detmer to Farley now. Rockets in the middle. Hard shot, hard attack, giving chase. Are the Cougars almost out of bounds? They'll send back the free ball. And now the Rockets load up. Farley makes a stab at the ball, gets it to go back over, and it's the Cougars loading up on the right side, and this one's going to go down. Ashley Harm swings over to the right side, puts up the arm, and brings it down for the point. Sandy Creek on top, 1-0. Morris tries to keep the streak going here. on the left side, ripped down. Morris was there. Good shot by Jenny Bennett of the Rockets. Here are the Cougars now in the middle. Shot is down through, and to the court it goes. Ashley Harms will pick up another kill. 2-0, Sandy Creek on top. Bailey Morris now looking for serve number three to keep things going for Sandy Creek. Her shot is up. On the right side are the Rockets now. Shot runs along the net. Good save by Jenny Bennett. Bennett winds up into the block and right back down to the court it goes. That team of Michaela Shaw and Ashley Harms have knocked it down and given Sandy Creek a 3-0 start to set number four. Morris's jump serve right into the net like a tuna. And the Rockets will take the serve down by two, 3-1. Maggie Detmer handles the service for the Rockets. She'll zip this one across. Michaela Shaw makes a good set and a good feed over to the far side, and down it goes. Cougars will pick up the point, up 4-1. Shot is up. Service from Ashley Harms. Rockets handle in the middle now. Jenny Bennett brings it down. Morris is there. Carrie Shaw tries to tip at the net, but it's brought back by the Rockets now. So the Cougars load up. Dink it over. Farley dives and gets it for the Rockets. He'll bring it right back, and the Cougars respond with a hard shot from Carrie Shaw that the Rockets are able to handle. One more time, another shot comes across, and the Rockets now block as Taylor Horst goes up, hammers it down, and gets the point, and that one went right between defenders for Syracuse. Nobody getting a hand on it. 5-1, Cougars by 4. Ashley Harms moves over now to the middle. Her shot dug by Morrison. Battle at the net, tipped over. Cougars loading up. Morrison makes a nice save. Or check that. Bailey Morris makes a nice save. Whistle blows, and under the net are the Rockets. They're into the net with the Rockets. So the point goes to Sandy Creek. 6-1. 5-point lead for Sandy Creek. Harms has got three in a row going. Brings it across. Bennett to Farley. Back to Bennett. Bennett slams it down. Morris slides over for the Cougars to get it. Carrie Shaw makes a nice touch, but the Rockets were there to cover. Now a hammer shot by Fuller goes right into the Shaws, and the Shaws send it right back down in a hurry, and the point goes to Sandy Creek. It's 7-1, timeout. Rockets in the fourth set. Sandy Creek on top by 6. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Welcome back to
the Breeze.
High School. Rob Osmond here with you on the Breeze. Glad to have you along. Welcome those of you listening online as well at KLIQFM.com. Always glad to have our online listeners. Send us an email. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know you're listening. We'd like to find out where everyone's from around the world. We've got some great responses so far this week. Back to action now. Ashley Harms and the Cougars going at it. Cougars now loading up on the left side, running the length of the net, but just out of bounds. No touch from the Rocket. Porch tried to cut the angle, but the point belongs to Syracuse. 7-2 your score. It's a 5-point Cougar lead. Service from Ashley Keaton. Keaton shot right into the net, and it's 8-2. Sandy Creek with the serve again. Michaela Shaw, a 93% server. Toes the line, zips this one over, handled by Morrison to Farley. Farley makes a tough play, feeds Bennett. Bennett goes up and gets a hard shot for Syracuse, and they'll get the serve right back. 8-3, it's a 5-point Sandy Creek lead. And Jenny Bennett will take over the service for the Rockets. Shot is up, picked up. Shaw now feeds Carey Shaw. Carey Shaw rips it down and gets the kill. Cougars now firing on that one. Waste little time getting that service back, and they'll send Taylor Horst to the line. Horst steps up, brings this one right back into the net, and now all of a sudden Sandy Creek having some service issues. 9-4. The lead remains 5 here. Rockets trying to dig back. Tasha Buller to serve for the Rockets. Jump serve, that's into the net. Now both squads having a little bit of problem. 10-4. Very uncharacteristic of both of these sides. Here's Carey Shaw now. She'll step up, drive this one over, and it's going to be just out of bounds. So nobody wants to put a serve in. 5-10. Megan Farley gets the serve. Nice set on the other side by the Cougars. And here come the Rockets battling at the net, and no one can get it. It was well played by Harms, but she couldn't get out of the way fast enough. Syracuse narrows the gap now to 4-6-10. Farley continues the serve. She steps up, stutters it across. Set in the middle and then touched over. Good play by the Rockets now. Here's the Cougars loading up in the middle. Hard shot down and through it goes. Ashley Harms has the touch. 11-6 your score. 5 points. Cougar lead. To the line comes Montana Hendricks. 5'10 junior. Rips it across. Bennett to Farley on the right side. Morrison takes a run at it. Cougars are there to handle it. And right back and hard and with purpose. Ashley Hans puts some meat on that potato. Rips it down for the point. And it's 12-6. Sandy Creek now. Back to being up by 6. Here's Farley with a tough shot and unable to get it. Are the Rockets. Point belongs to Sandy Creek. 13-6 now. Cougars by 7. Montana Hendricks fires this one across. A lot of spin on it. Farley handles it in the middle. Free ball sent right back to the Rockets, but they can't do it. They can't make a play off it. Ball goes under the net. Sandy Creek will take that point. 14-6. It's an 8-point Cougar lead. Hendricks now has put 4 together for the Cougars. Now the Rockets work the middle and into the net, I believe it's going to be the call. Yes, the Rockets go into the net. Point belongs to Sandy Creek. It's 15-6. Rockets timeout as the Cougars stretch their lead to 9. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes that Clay Center, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and all the area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center.
94.5.
Welcome back to Seward High School. Rob Osmond with you on the Breeze, KLIQFM.com. Thanks for listening tonight. It's C1 District 1 Finals. Sandy Creek leads the Rockets 2-1. We're in the fourth, and the Cougars are on top by 9. 15-6 your score. To serve, Montana Hendricks rips this one through, picks up right where she left off. On the right side, Morrison makes a shot. Touched over, down. Farley makes a good diving effort to keep it going for the Rockets now. Hendricks now sets up, does a great job. Hammered down in the middle by Ashley Harms, and Harms gives the Cougars a 10-point lead. 6 straight points for Montana Hendricks at the line. Shot is up, and it's going to be just out of bounds. The streak comes to an end. 16-7. It's a 9-point Cougar Lee. Rockets now with the ball. Morrison, service into the net. 17-7, back to 10 points now, the biggest lead of the night. Cougars. Then Bailey Morris. She'll jump serve, send this one across, picked up by Bennett. Farley right back to Bennett on the left side. Hard shot blocked and right into the face of Michaela Shaw. And the Rockets will take that point and bring it back to a 9-point Sandy Creek lead to serve for Syracuse. Maggie Detmer. Detmer steps up, just clears the net. Free ball, tapped over, a little assist from Michaela Shaw. She'll get the point for Syracuse. 18-8. Nice effort for Sandy Creek. Harms to serve now. Digging in are the Rockets. Harms fires it across. Picked up by Morrison to Farley. Now in the middle. Bennett rips it down. It was a touch. No, it was not. Or it must have been because Syracuse has the point. 18-9, your score. Rockets off a hard kill from Jenny Bennett. Get the service back. Ashley Deaton will set it up. Free ball goes right back. Rockets now load up on the left side. Touched over. Diving, coming up for it was Montana Henrick. Answering right back. Good shot by Kerry Shaw. Comes up with it somehow and gets the point for Sandy Creek now. It's 19-9. Cougars by 10. Michaela Shaw drives it up on the left side. Fuller gets it to go. Here's the Cougars now on the left side. Shot is fielded by Horst. And now it's the Rockets loading up there on the left side. Bennett rips it in through the block, and down it goes for the point. Syracuse now hanging in there, down by 9. 19-10 is your score. Jenny Bennett will handle service for the Rockets. She'll rip this one over. Back set by Michaela Shaw, scrambling over to get it. Dasha Bowler. And here's the Cougars now, loading up, back set, bumped over by Harms. Harms now takes a spot on the right side. Check that. That's Montana Henrick. Touch by the Cougars. Out of bounds it goes. Point Syracuse now, trying to whittle away at that Cougar lead now. It stands at 8. 19-11, Jenny Bennett to serve again. She'll pop this one up over and out of bounds it goes, and Sandy Creek will get it back. They've hit that 20-point mark, 20-11. Taylor Horst from the left side takes over service for the Cougars. Farley now works the set over on the right side. Ball rolls around the net. Cougars load up now on the left side. Bailey Morris gets it through the block. Bennett's there to cover. Now Farley sets on the left side. Nice shot by Tasha Buller. And into the net, I think, was the call. Are the Rockets. So the Cougars pick up the point now and regain that 10-point lead. Service now from Taylor Horst. Rockets now working. Whistle blows into the net now is Sandy Creek. 21-12 your score. Syracuse will not go down quietly, I guarantee you that. Tasha Buller on the left side. Steps up, jump serve. Hard shot. Bailey Morris is there. Sherry Shaw, Michaela on the left side. Bailey Morris touches it over. Farley now works the middle. Big battle there. Good touch over by Macy Clark. On the left side, Morris goes. Down to the corner goes as the ball was blocked, ran along the net, and the Cougars couldn't track it down. 21-13, Syracuse trying to get a rally together. Here's Tasha Buller on the left side. Winds up, drives it across, off the spin. It'll be a free ball through the hands. No carry was called, and they'll continue play. Bailey Morris pushes it over. Now the Rockets load up on the left side. Morrison hammers it down and through. Morrison made that one count. Syracuse now down by 7, Sandy Creek, 21-14. Rockets, though, rallying under the service of Tasha Buller. Buller jumps it up, throws it across. Jerry Shaw touches it over, gets it over. Here's the Rockets now loading up, diving shot. It'll be a free ball. No, a double hit called on Sandy Creek. So Syracuse coming together. 4 points in a row for Tasha Bowler on the serve. Rockets down by six. Service is up. Tapped over, but into the net is Sandy Creek. Point goes to Syracuse. 21-16. 5-point lead. Tasha Bowler on a roll. Takes a deep breath. Side step. Jumps up. Hammers it across. Jerry Shaw. Capped over now by the Cougars now. Here's the Rockets on the left side. Morrison slaps it. Covered by the Cougars now. Free ball sent back by Bailey Morris. On the left side, Morris one more time. Runs the length of the net and down it goes. Four hits for Syracuse. The three comes to an end, but it was a good one. For Syracuse, 22-16. Sandy Creek on top. Here's Carrie Shaw to serve for Sandy Creek. She'll rip this one. Just touches the net. Bennett to Farley in the middle. Clark gets it up there. Macy Clark has been quiet. And now comes up big for the Rockets, who will get the serve back. 22-17. Here comes Syracuse battling back. Down by five. Eighth serve. The Cougars let it go. We're going to get a timeout. Sandy Creek with a score, 22-18. Syracuse hanging in there, trying to come back in the fourth set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
The Breeze, 94.5.
They don't come much finer than this ball game, I'm telling you that. Syracuse digging deep, making things interesting. 22-18, Sandy Creek led by 10, 11, and now here they are, up by 4. Back to action we go. Farley in the back row. Shot in, and down it goes for the point. Nice shot by Sandy Creek to get it back. Sandy Creek takes the point, 23-18. Here's Syracuse now. Or check that. Montana Henrich service. Syracuse sends back the free ball. Shaw makes a good set in the middle. Hammered, but batted right back from Harms. And now the Rockets load up and tipped over. Point belongs to Syracuse. They're getting it back. 23-19, your score. Sandy Creek by 4. Syracuse with the serve. It belongs to Hannah Morrison. Morrison gets the position. Winds up, pops it across. And a serve right between Cougars. And into the crowd it goes. And it is 23-20. Syracuse, down by so many, is poised enough to battle their way back. Down by 3. Cougars now load up. Carrie Shaw drives this one across. Down to the front it goes. Syracuse picks up the point. 23-21. All right, everything. This is going to come down to it. Syracuse in control. Anna Morrison to serve. Rockets down by 2. Here come the Cougars now loading up. Morris makes the touch over. Rockets on the left side. Jenny Bennett rips it across. Morris is there. Shaw feeds in the middle off the block. Syracuse touches Sandy Creek point. And here we go, folks. Match point. Sandy Creek fans on their feet. Bailey Morris toes the line. Jump serve. Drives it in. A serve. Cougars win. Sandy Creek will take the district finals but not before making it very interesting. 25-21, Cougars clean up in district. Great play by the Syracuse Rockets. The score won't reflect it, but I'll tell you what, folks, they dug in and they played their hearts out. An excellent job, and I would not be surprised to see Syracuse in the state finals. They played that well, but they will play the waiting game now. And hopefully tomorrow when NSAA releases everything, Syracuse will be on that list in the top eight. But this is a very, very competitive C1 district, I'm here to tell you. And Sandy Creek did their part tonight, coming up big. We will take a quick break. We'll wrap it all up for you as the Sandy Creek Cougars emerge victorious tonight from Seward. We'll take a quick break, come right back, and we'll wrap everything up. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw and Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hinrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Congratulations to the Sandy Creek girls on a great volleyball season, and go Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Seward High School, hosts of the C1 sub-district or District 1 final, where Sandy Creek, the Cougars, come out on top in dramatic fashion, taking 3-1 over a very tough Syracuse ball club. I'm here to tell you, folks, again, I can't emphasize enough, Syracuse looking good on PowerPoint, so we'll have to play that waiting game. And we'll get a difficult seed getting into that tournament if they get into it. Right now, Sandy Creek is assured of getting into the state tournament, and they have won their way in. And right now, they're presenting the plaques for district runner-ups and district winners. And the Cougars have a lot of smiles on their faces. They have worked hard. They have worked long and many hours to get here and improve on the season now to 28-2. And you got to think that Sandy Creek, after suffering a loss to Syracuse at the Fairbury Invitational early in the year, you think they might have had a little bit of an agenda. Syracuse now will fall to 29-4. So a fantastic match. Of course, we'll have our games for you next week. Next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is the state tournament, and it'll take place, the championships will take place in the Heartland Event Center. But you can also expect to see games around Grand Island and even into Hastings as well. But right now, the Knights belongs to Sandy Creek, so congratulations to coaches of Sandy Creek, Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, who team up to put together one solid ball club, folks, I got to tell you. Congratulations to them. Dean Farley put together a great squad for Syracuse, and again, I don't expect them to be missing out on much when state tournament time comes rolling around either with their power points and their tough schedule. I mean, they did a fantastic job on the year. Nothing to hang their hats on tonight, but again, it's Sandy Creek who is guaranteed a good spot in the state tournament. The brackets will come out tomorrow. You can look at them yourself, too, by the way, online at nsaahome.org. Check the volleyball there. You'll see the state brackets already partially filled out. We went over that for you. So that's going to wrap things up for tonight for us, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for listening. so much for listening online at KLIQFM.com. Please drop us an email. Let us know where you're listening from. We always appreciate to know that our internet is working. This game will be available via podcast as well. Give us a couple days. It'll be up on KLIQFM.com. You'll be able to download it and listen to it at your pleasure. So from Seward, we'll wrap things up here. Rob Osmond saying, have yourself a good night. Sandy Creek Cougars are your district champions for C1 and will be in the state volleyball tournament next weekend. Hope to see you there as well. Have yourself a good evening. So long from Seward.
The following has been a production of KLIQ Sports and was brought to you by Agrix Incorporated, Guide Rock State Bank, Fairfield Nonstop Co-op, Oregon Trail Equipment, Hastings State Bank, Cooney Refrigeration, Clay County Mutual Insurance, and Pioneer Seeds. The state volleyball playoffs are just around the corner, so keep it here on The Breeze 94.5.